Well, it's that time of year again. It's the time of year where you're creating operating budgets for next calendar year self-storage projects you're in. But I want to, and there's a lot of good articles out there about how to create a budget. What I would like to do today is to talk about the two things that won't be mentioned in those other articles that I think make the most difference about creating an operating budget for your storage facility. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Self-Storage Quick Start Academy. And the Self-Storage Quick Start Academy houses the on-demand self-storage boot camp, which is the premier training I offer, and it'll take you from wherever you are all the way to putting your first self-storage project into service. I support the small investor who wants to get in or grow their self-storage business strategically, do so in a way that creates true wealth and a fulfilling career. But let's talk about operating budgets. And there's a lot of great articles out there that are better than anything I could ever write about how to create an operating budget. What I'd like to do is focus on a couple things that aren't in those articles. One, and as with most important things in life, I think improvement, change, transformation all starts with how you change your mindset. In other words, how you change your view on something. Now, most people relate to an operating budget, and especially third-party vendors, and myself included often, is I relate to an operating budget like a prediction of what this storage facility is going to do in the upcoming calendar year. It's often based on prior performance. I make some adjustments and predict what's going to happen income-wise and expense-wise in the upcoming 12 months. Valid. However, what if you could change your mindset a little bit? What if instead of relating to an operating budget like a prediction, what if you related to an operating budget like a creation? Like you're going to create what's going to happen in this storage facility in the next calendar year. Small shift in perception, whole world of difference in potential outcome. So how might that look? Well, here's an example of how it might look. In our storage facilities, often one of the key performance indicators that we use to measure our manager's performance or our performance is, let's say, retail sales per move-in. So if you were going to use an operating budget as a way of creation, in the past, sometimes we sat down with our managers and said something like, okay, your average is $22 a move-in this year. So in other words, you sell on average $22 of retail items for every move-in you have. What would it take? What would it look like? What would you need from us if you were going to move the needle from $22 to, let's say, $28.50 a move-in? What would have to happen? And then we listen. And together, that manager and the management team will often create a new game, create new income. And some of our best ideas have come from managers that work for us. That's just an example. What are some other examples? New income streams, new retail items for sale. You can do the same with expenses. You can literally alter how you operate your business and create something totally new as you're designing your operation budget for the next calendar year. So like most things in life, I invite you to begin with starting not with the world and all the stuff in it, but with your mindset. Then go out into the world and see if that makes a difference. Now, the other thing I want to talk about that you will not read in any of the articles that you might read about creating an operating budget, and probably the most important thing there is when it comes to wealth creation for the owners. So I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to be honest in your answer. What percentage last year did your income go up over your operating expenses? What percentage was your income growth over your operating expense growth? What was that percentage number for your storage facility? Now, most people don't have a clue, and they can't tell me. But I'm telling you, that is the absolute single most important part of creating wealth using self-storage, is your income growth over your operating expense growth. So when we do our performas, we usually plug in an average of 3% a year on our income growth. Now, some years we don't hit it, other years we well exceed it, but we average 3% on our income growth and 2.5% on our operating expenses. And we usually in our performas have that 0.5% be the growth rate of our income over our operating expenses. Just 0.5%. Now, that might not sound like much, but take a look at this. Now, see how this NOI is going up each year? Now, the only action happening in this entire performa, the only thing going on here is income going up at 3% and operating expenses going up at 2.5%. Look how much wealth is created in a decade. Now, I'm assuming a 7 cap rate to determine the yearly values, which are highlighted in yellow. So whatever the NOI is that year, 7 cap rate determines the value. So the value goes from $8.9 million in year 2 to just under $12 million in year 10. And that's only with 0.5% income growth over operating expenses. What if it was 2 or 3%? What if cap rates were not 7 but 5, which is what they are today, or better or lower? That's where the real wealth is created. So I ask you again, what was your income growth over your operating expense growth in 2021 so far? What's it going to be in 2022? Just a couple of thoughts to think about as you're creating your operating budget. Thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer. That's a financial analysis modeling tool that can create the 10-year cash flow you just looked at. So thank you very much. I look forward to being with you next week.